been saying that true worship is not really about the songs or the things we do on the outside, but rather about the way we live and our attitude toward God on the inside, right?
Now you're getting there. Worship definitely benefits us. There's no doubt about that at all. We were created to worship. But it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Our focus should always be on Him and what He's done, and never on what we like or don't like or even how we feel.
We just read a passage out of John 4. In there, Jesus says something about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. What does it mean to worship in spirit?
Well, first you have to take Jesus as your Savior and into your heart. And then He will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will use you to worship God. And as He's using you, you will feel that you're no longer tied down to worship here or there or even on Sundays and Wednesdays, but anytime, any place.
What about worshiping in truth? What's that all about?
Well, to start off with, you have to be careful to act according to our standard of truth, which is the Bible. And when you're worshiping, true worship always involves the fruits of the Spirit and developing the gifts that God gives us.
Most people who say they disagree about worship are talking about music. From what you said, I think the Bible teaches that worship is much bigger than just music. It's really about living a life that honors God and Jesus Christ and expressing that in love through things like giving, songs, and prayer.
Yeah, you've definitely got it. At the heart of it, the tempo, the style, and even the instruments are all totally unimportant. What is important is that our expression of worship honors Jesus in spirit and in truth.
That was one amazing church service, wasn't it?
Well, I always agree about one thing. It was loud and boring.
You didn't like it? I thought it was great.
I guess the sermon was good, but I hated the music. The words were so shallow and meaningless.
I thought that they were powerful and emotional. I love singing about how much I love God, and I don't care how many times I say it. Anyways, it certainly beat your church last week, you know, with all those long, dull, boring hymns.
But the hymns were the best part of last week. I mean, they're time-tested classics.
You mean long-forgotten dinosaurs. Catch up with reality, man. These new songs are the now of worship of today.
I don't like the new stuff, though, and I don't like drums.
Can I say something?
Drums are a breath of fresh air after last week's Oregon Boar Fest. I hate how much out of date these hymns are, how depressing they are.
Guys.
I think substance is more important than the tempo.
I think worship shouldn't be boring.
Guys.
Anyway, I like organ music.
I think. Will you stop a second and just listen to yourself?
Huh?
Worship isn't about what you think or how you feel or what you like. In fact, worship isn't about you at all.
Well then, Ms. Know-It-All, why don't you enlighten us a little bit?
Jesus, not me, not you, Jesus. Worship is about us living lives that honor what Jesus did on the cross and praising Him for it. It's all about Jesus. The next song we're singing is called Heart of Worship. It's a mixture of the contemporary and traditional music. It isn't about how we worship, but the attitude.
Please stand up.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the pain I've made. When it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
May the Holy Spirit guide and direct you,
and be gracious to you,
and provide you with many good things.
The Lord turn his face towards you.
May he watch over you,
and give you peace.
And so you may spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask that you guys stand with us, and while we play another video clip, and if you know the song, please feel free to join in.
Lay him down.
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for a promise will endure. This joy's gonna be mine.
See you next week.